Libertarian presidential candidate Gary Johnson will be campaigning in Phoenix tomorrow with an afternoon rally scheduled at the Phoenix Airport Marriott. Polls here have shown Johnson, the former governor of New Mexico, tracking in the single digits. So what does he have to do to improve those numbers? To find out, I'm joined by Barry Hess. He was Arizona's Libertarian gubernatorial nominee several times and has run for other offices on the Libertarian ticket. So, Barry, what kind of message from a Libertarian Party nominee resonates here, both among party members and other voters?
Well, I think that we're all in this. It's more than just libertarians. It is Americans, and Arizonans in particular. But I think what he's got to get across is that he can stabilize the economy, he will lessen taxes, and he'll alleviate a lot of the oppressive rules and regulations and laws that now destroy what used to be the American ideal. I think he'll rein in government. And I say this because he's got a track record. He's got an 8-year track record as governor who was reelected as a Republican in a very Democrat state, and they love him over there. I mean, when you visit him and you walk down the street and people recognize Gary, they wave at Gary, and it's with more than one finger.
Is part of his challenge to convince voters that they, even if they agree with him, that a vote for him is not, you know, what some people consider, you know, a thrown away vote or a wasted vote?
Right. Well, you know, the wasted vote is the oldest myth in politics, is try to scare the like-minded out of representing their actual vote. In other words, they vote against their better interests in order to keep a candidate out.
As you were campaigning for governor and other offices as the Libertarian nominee in those races, what kinds of things did you hear from voters about why they maybe were or were not supporting you?
Well, I never really heard people telling me why they would not support me in terms of issues and platform and positions and all that kind of good stuff. But what I did hear was the concern that the old media was constantly telling them if they voted for anybody other than a Republican or Democrat, it wouldn't count. And that is a contrived condition.
One of the things that we consistently hear about Arizona is that as a state, as a group of residents, we all have this sort of libertarian bent to us. But when you look at electoral results and you look at the polls that show Governor Johnson doing roughly as well here as he is in a lot of other states, I'm curious from your perspective, how libertarian is Arizona actually?
Well, I think that in their hearts, the Arizonans people are very, very libertarian. They love the ideals. But as far as Arizonans go, it is the scare tactic. The wasted vote is probably the biggest reason people don't realize they're wasting their vote with a Republican Democrat.
When you look at this election cycle, you look at a Libertarian nominee, Gary Johnson, who is from a neighboring state, from New Mexico. You have two major party candidates who have historic unfavorability ratings. They're historically not liked by many voters. And you have a state in Arizona, which traditionally has been seen as a Libertarian type leaning place. Why isn't Gary Johnson doing better here?
It's publicity. That's what it comes down to.
On
just
his
like
part?
In the debates. No. He's been actually doing good. He's getting more publicity. No, it's the major media wanting to not mention his name. That's what it all comes down to. The people who see Gary and hear him are the people who will vote for him because they see something they like.
Does it concern you some of the attention that Governor Johnson has been getting recently for some of his, as he calls them, brain freezes?
Yeah, I get a kick out of that because if that's all the old media can come up with to criticize him for, I'm a libertarian. You ask me who a foreign leader is that I admire, I could not tell you one. Because as a libertarian, asking us to pick our favorite foreign leader is like asking a vegan how they want their steak. You know, it's crazy.
Barry Hess has been the Libertarian nominee for governor, among other offices here in Arizona. Barry, thank you very much.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Mark.